Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio. It's helping you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Sue. Hi, Sue. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Asa. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, darling. How can I help?
Okay. I think it was a few weeks back, someone called you about vertigo, and I'm thinking you suggested manganese, 300 milligrams a day, split up, you know, like 100. I did that, and it worked. But then I got to thinking, when do I stop it? And then, I mean, as long as it's working, I mean, is there a toxicity? Is what I'm wondering. And then also, I have a ringing in my left ear, so I don't know. And that got better with, and cramps in my legs and feet got better, too. So is it my head?
No, actually, it's not in your head, Sue, and I think that's great. But, yeah, manganese typically is a deficiency that we don't see often. And, again, it's a mineral. And
okay.
So typically you're not going to get too much of a toxicity with it at lower dosages like that. So
okay.
I don't know that you need to be overly concerned about that. It's no different than taking like a vitamin every day or a multivitamin every day or taking zinc every day. You know, you don't want to be taking thousands of milligrams. But if you're being sensible and taking what's on the label, usually, and what's directed, you know, by what's on the label of whatever brand you're taking, I mean, typically that's an okay thing to do, and it's what's recommended. And, you know, the reality is when you have a deficiency of some mineral of whatever kind, they can have a lot of different aspects of it. Like ringing in the left ear is always a classic symptom of a manganese deficiency, as well as leg cramps or some form of cramping. And then also, like you were talking about, dizziness and some vertigo can have to do with a deficiency as well. So, I mean, it's interesting then all that kind of cleared up based on just, you know, dealing with a mineral deficiency. So, yeah, it's amazing how that works, but I wouldn't worry too much about the toxicity level. And if you need to get blood work done, they can do blood tests and whatnot. But, I mean, rarely do you see toxicity with manganese, and rarely do you see a deficiency, which is kind of interesting as well. But I'm glad that was helpful to you. Manganese really is a key mineral to the body, and so many people, when they get deficient, it does cause a lot of weird symptoms like what you've been dealing with. So thanks so much for the call. Glad you're doing well. 888-283-7272. You can check us out on the web, getwellradio.com. Weight gain is now hitting women after marriage, they're saying, and men after divorce, USA Today reported. As tying or untying the knot seems to affect men's and women's waistlines differently. A new study shows that women are more apt to pile on the excess pounds after marriage, while men add the weight after divorce. And so clearly the effect of marital transitions on weight changes differs by gender. And there's a lead authority in this, Dr. Tumran of Ohio State University. But they said that both men and women who divorced or married were more likely than never married people to have a small weight gain in the 2 years following their marital transition, the team found. In most cases, the weight gain was minor and not a serious health threat, but the risk of incurring a large weight gain was higher among men after divorce and among women after getting married. So divorces for men and, to some extent, marriages for women promote weight gains that may be large enough to pose a health risk, they concluded. But the study didn't examine the reasons why major weight gain is more likely for men after divorce and for women after marriage. Then the research did not really go beyond the two-year marital transition mark. But married women have a larger role around the house than men do, and they may have less time to exercise and stay fit than similar unmarried women. A co-author and sociology professor, Dr. Quinn, theorized in the news release. On the other hand, studies show that married men get a health benefit from marriage, and they lose that benefit once they get divorced, which may lead to their weight gain. But researchers also found that people over age 30 were more likely to gain weight after marriage or divorce. And, you know, here's the deal. There's so much of emotions that are tied to our weight gain. And, again, many times people stress eat. They go through a lot of stressful times in their life, like a divorce or getting married, and they either let it go one way or the other. But most people soothe themselves with food. It is. It's true. And most psychologists and psychiatrists will tell you that. A lot of studies out there will tell you that many times people will actually soothe themselves with the food. And, again, it is what it is. But if you can control that, if you can get control of your life and the way that you feel and the way you think, and not let all these the circumstances around you control what's going on. If you can control what's in you, you'll control what's going on around you. But you have to control what's within you first, your thoughts, your actions, your intentions, your instincts. I mean, if you get down to where you can control all of that, you're going to make the world around you much better using the most important issues or the most important supplements, like a good multivitamin, digestive enzymes to help break your food down, cod liver oil for that omega-3 fatty acid, vitamin A, vitamin D, and then also probiotics, which, of course, put the good bacteria back in the digestive tract. But all of those are important, and that's a good foundation for you. But fasting is considered really good, too, but you need to check with your doctor on that. It allows the body to cleanse itself. It's a natural detoxifier for the body that can play a big role. So there's a lot of things like that that can be key players. But again, it has to be one of those deals where you're ready to make a change, you're willing to make a change, no matter what. And if you are, then that's where the real victory will come. But although it can sound kind of scary, you need to walk with whatever your doctor's telling you and begin to learn and educate yourself. My book, Empowering Your Health, I think, Stan, would be a real good tool for you. It'll take you from A to Z of what you really need to do with your health, especially if you just don't know where to begin. It is the beginning point, and it gets into a lot of detail, too. So it's called Empowering Your Health, and you can pick it up at empoweringyourhealth.com. Quote for the day comes from a Dutch proverb. It says, a handful of patience is worth more than a bushel of brains. You know what? There's a lot of truth to that statement. A lot of truth. Blood oxygen test now tends to find heart defects in newborns, interestingly enough. We're going to talk about that in just a moment, but now we're going to go to Monique. Monique, welcome to the show. Hello, Monique. Monique, are you with us? Okay, I think we've lost Monique. We're going to go to an email here. Stan, I'm sorry, just read that. Jennifer, actually, in Florida, she writes, I've been struggling with energy levels. They become low. They're lower in the morning, and they start to pick up in the evening time after 1 p.m. in the afternoon. What do you think that is? Well, I'll tell you this. A lot of times with energy levels, you have to do with cortisol. Cortisol is a stress hormone, and it has to do with the adrenal glands. So the adrenal glands are the body's stress glands. And really, a lot of people go to the coffee and whatnot in the mornings. But if you will resist that desire for coffee in the mornings, switch over to more of a green tea, which can help block cortisol. It can help stabilize the adrenal function. Vitamin C can be very helpful, and also vitamin B5 has also shown great benefit. You might want to get your thyroid checked with your physician as well. Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. Pure, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. It's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web, getwellradio.com. Let's go to Steve. Steve, welcome to the show, man. How can I help?
Oh, great. I have a question for you. I love your show, and I love what you're doing. And you're a help to a lot of people. I know that.
Thank you.
Just wanted to mention that. And yes, sir, I have a enlarged prostate, and also just recently I had got some cluster migraines, and one of the foods that they had urged me to stop eating was avocados. And, you know, I think, as you know, that's been one of the highly recommended ones.
Yeah, it is.
And I was wondering maybe what other types of foods I could eat in order to not trigger any more of those headaches, because they have gotten better, by the way, too, so that's been a blessing.
So you come off avocados and the headaches have gotten better? Sure.
No,
so you come off the avocados and your headaches?
Well, I don't think it was, I can't really tell. They gave me several different foods, and that was just happened to be one of them. And I eat a lot of avocados, a lot of bananas. Those two were on the list of not being able to eat. And but the headaches went away. I don't necessarily think they were a result of that. I think it might have been a little bit of stress maybe or something. But
have you been under more stress than usual lately?
I don't think that I had been under any less as before, but I didn't think I was really under back when I started getting them either. I just believe I've been eating right, you know, trying to eat right and that type of thing.
Well, here's the deal. I don't know that avocados would really cause it. If you have some form of food like bananas that raise the blood sugar a little bit more than the average type food, that could definitely trigger more headaches. So if you're eating a ton of bananas, what does that mean, like three or four a day or one a day?
Oh, just one a day, yes, sir.
Yeah, that may not be enough. What are any other foods they mentioned on the headaches?
Processed meats, I guess also bacon and
that's
pork.
One. Those are it right there. They have a component in their foods called nitrites.
And right, I've heard of those before, yes, sir.
But the nitrites are what trigger the headaches, cluster headaches for sure. I wouldn't worry so much about avocados. That's just, I mean, I'm just telling you, because that is really good for the prostate. Now, for prostate issues, what are you doing for that?
My doctor's given me, I think it's Flomax is the name of it.
Yeah. And so it's swollen, right? It's a swollen prostate.
Yes,
so it's dealing with BPH.
I'm having a little bit of difficulty hearing you. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, I take Flomax, and then that's really all I've been given for the enlarged prostate. For the headaches, I had they had thought maybe my blood pressure was. I've never had high blood pressure, but it just happened to be high a couple times in there.
Okay.
So he gave me a blood pressure medicine, but you know I'm not planning on taking it for very long.
Well, when it comes to something like a prostate issue, and you're taking Flomax. There's a lot of natural things you can take, too, and you can look into. Pumpkin seed oil is one. Also, saw palmetto, which is very, very good. And there's some really good research behind saw palmetto. Zinc is very good, too. And then also the pumpkin seed oil and, of course, avocados. And, I mean, when you're going through all of that, you always want to make sure, you know, that you keep things balanced. And when you're looking at headaches, too, one big key for headaches, if you're not, I mean, just more than a chemical or a nutritional deficiency, there could be something structural going on, too. An osteopathic physician can look at that and possibly do some manipulation on the neck region if it needs it. And so if the headaches begin to trigger again on a regular basis, you might want to have a DO take a look at that and just see, you know, if they find anything that might be a strong trigger. Because with headaches, again, when they come and go, there's a big chemical component to it, but there can be a big structural component as well. But the prostate issues, I wouldn't worry too much about the avocado. Never have I really seen, unless somebody had a severe allergy to it, where it triggered any kind of headache-type symptoms. Okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Blood oxygen levels. There's a test now that finds heart defects in newborns. And all the newborns should get a simple oxygen test to really check for serious heart defects before they come home from the hospital. A new panel says that 25% of the cases, the defects are life-threatening, but the diagnosis sometimes is missed because of a baby's heart and lungs continue to mature in the first few days after birth, and nothing may look or sound wrong. They say it's very hard in the first few days of life to make a diagnosis. Even a good doctor, along with an expert exam, Dr. Alan Fleischman, who's an MD and director of the March of Dimes in White Plains, New York, says the test is called pulse oximetry, and it measures how much oxygen is in the blood using a small light sensor that's taped around a baby's wrist, the palm of the hand, and the bottom of the foot. And several large studies have been around this. It doesn't cost that much. And powerful results they found from this as well. So great that they have new tests coming out for these kids. It's really important. At the end of the day, when you're dealing with heart defects, sometimes the trained ear of a pediatric cardiologist is very good at that. And, you know, they use echocardiograms, which can detect them as well. But sometimes they can go missed. And so having other tests out there really to rally things up and to give good data is always something good to have in the arsenal. 888-283-7272. Lines are open right now if you've got questions about your health. We're going to go to Monique now. Hi, Monique.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm living well, darling. How can I help?
Okay, I'll try to put this in a nutshell. I'll focus on my father recently. We were taking care of my mother who had pulmonary fibrosis, but the pneumonia just kept coming back over and over again. So that sets up kind of the stress issues. My father just turned 72. He lost quite a bit of his muscle mass about maybe a year and a half ago, and he still works construction and such. He's a very positive-minded person. In May, he reached around to the right, and he felt something pop kind of under, I would think, maybe around where the liver was and whatnot. And he threw up after that, but he said there was no acid after he had eaten a little bit of food. He's had these issues with a little bit of nausea. Mostly the pain is keeping him from eating. And then it started radiating to the other side, mirroring, so to speak. And he's had blood work done, which showed 12,000 on the white cell count, some anemia. He's looked a little bit jaundiced.
So he's got several things going on that could be happening with the liver. My curiosity, really, that's what the doctors...
Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise@GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you will be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now, 888-283-7272.
And check us out online at healthcoachradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Going to the break, talking with Monique about her dad. A lot of stress going on, but now talk to me, Monique. Dad's 72, lost a lot of muscle mass. He did something where he turned around and he kind of reached to the right, felt a pop right about where the liver is, then he threw up, and then he's had a lot of challenges from that point. So why don't you go from there?
Okay, so from there, things seemed to have kind of smoothed down a little bit. We were kind of eating on my mother's schedule, which is like, you know, whatever we could get down, or, you know, because breathing and eating was kind of difficult, and so we wound up everybody losing weight. But anyway, it showed up again about a couple weeks after her service, but it was, the pain was mirroring on the other side, and it was basically either a nausea, or when he did try to eat, he could only eat little bits, this, that, or the other. He is taking a super fruit extract that's got mangosteen and all like that in it, Asai and so forth. He's trying to take his D3s. He did have
a CT scan, an x-ray, a PET scan this past Monday, and then on Wednesday he had a needle biopsy because they had found about a half-dollar sized tumor on the lower right part of the lung. And today he met with his lung specialist, and apparently there's not a whole lot of detail available, but all he said is maybe it had been, is definitely some kind of cancer tumor on the lower right lobe, and all he said is it apparently spread to the abdomen. I've looked at pancreatic stuff. Of course, I probably shouldn't have because I'm just one of them nervy people, and then I try to get everything done in advance before just, you know, taking a step at a time. But his liver and kidney function look good. He showed anemia and 12,000 on the white count.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to see the general practitioner tomorrow. This dude is awesome. He gives you all the, he calls after hours and tells him, okay, this is what's up, yada, yada. So, but anyway, we're looking at maybe gallbladder, pancreas, stomach, all that kind of thing going on. And he is able to get like oatmeal down, some pudding. He's trying to eat about every 2 hours, but he lost 4 pounds in 1 week. And what I had heard also is that cancers cannot live in acidic environments.
Right.
And if that's the case, what, I mean, obviously he's probably going to have to get an IV. He may sign up into the Moffitt Center in Tampa to get whatever this is addressed. He's also taken some immunoglobulins, an enzyme pH, and a probiotic. He's trying to do that. When he takes his meals, the probiotic prior to. I'm at a loss, obviously. I mean, I know I've got to wait for certain things, but is there, he loves orange juice, but right now he's drinking more milk and whatnot than he is his juice. And so I'm wondering, you know, I guess that's a stomach issue. And for a lung specialist not to apparently say, okay, it came from the lung and went to the abdomen, that's the best you can get, but didn't even suggest any kind of treatment. So now he's got to go back to the GP, who apparently knows more. I mean, this is shocking to me. And my husband's been through lung cancer, and they took his lung out, and he's, you know, he's a survivor. He's a walking, talking testimony. And my dad just turned 72, and I'm just wondering if you've got any kind of, I don't know, recommendations or suggestions about, you know, good foods to be eaten. He can get oatmeal down, pudding, a little bit of like burger and meat. He loves fish, but and greens, and I don't know what else. And maybe I'm jumping the gun, and I just gotta wait until they address the issue from where it came from. What kind of foods can you eat to kind of maybe keep this at bay while he's looking into figuring out what kind of treatment he should take? Because chemotherapy about killed my husband outside of a blood transfer, you know?
I don't think that you're jumping the gun. Let me just say that. I don't think you're being nervy, as you call it, or being anxious. I don't think any of that. I think that you're being wise because you're realizing that he has to do something, that just sitting back and letting the body just kind of do whatever is not really that smart. I mean, that you have to jump in, and it's about being wise. I mean, what can you do right now? What can he do right now to improve his body? Because time is your greatest, it can be your greatest enemy or your greatest asset, especially when you're dealing with cancer or the potential of cancer. And, you know, cancer cells, they do thrive in an acidic environment. They don't thrive in what we call an alkaline environment. And so diet is the key. It really is. Now, depending on what stage and what level of cancer is, that depends as well. Because remember, cancers don't just form overnight. It takes about 10 years, they say, for a tumor to form to the point where it can be destructive to the body. So unfortunately, many tumors, unless it's pancreatic, which can be very aggressive, they take a long time to form. They can be just sit around. Until they really get to the point where you experience symptoms. And then once you experience symptoms, that's when, obviously, the game is on. And then you're dealing with all kinds of treatment and therapy and everything else. But I think that an anti-inflammatory diet for him, that's really important. There's a lot of supplements and whatnot that you can look into. And let me just shoot some at you that are out there that you can do some research on. Broccoli seed extract has really good research on it. And also, there's some really good teas out there. Herba mate tea is really good. And, I mean, they're really good supplements. They've said that high doses of vitamin C can be very, very helpful with people that are looking to get their immune system built up. And so, I mean, at the end of the day, there's a lot he can do. The green drinks are really good. So if you go to a health food store and ask them about green drinks, they help keep the body more alkaline. Easy Act tea, very good. And so it's a tea that's been around for quite some time. It builds the immune system, has some strong properties to it. And there's been good research on apricot seeds. And you can do that vitamin, they call it vitamin B17. So there's some research on that. Very tough to get. There's some kind of issues around that, but you can do the research yourself and make up your own opinions regarding that. And so getting him to focus and getting him to be in a good place and being his cheerleader like you're doing right now, doing research for him so you can bring good information to him, I think is a great way to go. And I would encourage you to continue down that path and not really think that you're being overly protective or overly concerned. When you're dealing with the potential of cancer or you're dealing with anything like that, it's I would rather someone be overly interested in what's going on than not enough to sit back and go, oh, they'll be fine, or it is what it is, or, I mean, that kind of attitude is not going to get anyone anywhere. And yes, there has to be a stress-free environment, or as much as you can allow that to be, but you don't want to get yourself sick either in the middle of all this. You got to take care of you as well. So make sure you don't forget that, because yes, there's a battle going on here, and yes, you have to get his health back with, you know, as much as you can, or do the things that you know how to do to help him. But you don't want to lose your health in the middle of it all either. I hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Lines are open right now. You can give us a call, or if you want to shoot an email, go to getwellradio.com. Let's go to Steve. Steve, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Good to talk with you. How can I help?
Yeah, my name's Steve Fisher, and I've got some problems. I'm just trying to see what I can do about, I guess I waited a little late in life to try to get healthy, but
that's okay. Better late than never.
Yeah. Well, I've always tried to stay fit, but I've had four stents put in. My father passed away at the age of 53. I've got a brother that's had either three or four heart attacks, and my mother's had a pacemaker for over 30 years. And I've got the four stents put in. I've got diabetes, which it just blows my mind because there's only like one or two people in my whole family that's ever had diabetes.
Right.
But, you know, I've got a friend now that's got me taking vitamins, and I've went from 230 pounds to 190 pounds. And she's got me taking CoQ10 and vitamin B12 and vitamin D, and there's just several of them that she got me taking, which I feel great. But I drive a truck, and it's real hard to, you know, get any exercise driving this truck because I drive from, you know, 10 to 15 hours a night. I'm in this truck.
Sure.
But I get home, and I can walk from my house to the next road up and back, and it's 3 2/10 miles, and I try to do that as often as I can. I don't get to do it every night. I try to lift weights and stuff and try to keep myself in shape as much as I can. And I love to ride horses, but I'm worried about that too, riding horses with the stents. I didn't know whether that could do any damage or not, but they're just a little, you know, I went to the doctor last week to have I had three stents put in like 6 or 7 years ago, and they never bothered me. It's great. But I changed family doctors, and he found out I'd never had them checked, so he sent me up to have them checked. They couldn't get my heart rate up, and then when they finally did, he went in an arteriogram and stuck another stent in me. And I went up to have them checked, and he told me that my blood sugar was 4.8.
Well, and so right now at this point, being concerned with the stent and coming up with a game plan, why don't we do this? Let me go into a commercial break. We'll come back out and we'll talk about it, because heart health, dealing with the stent, and dealing with conditions like diabetes and having blood sugar related issues, all of that kind of goes hand in hand. And so having a good lifestyle plan is really what it's all about. So you don't have to live in fear and you don't have to worry. You know you have a grounded plan that you can improve your health with while you're fighting these health challenges. We'll get into it.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, while I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272. Stay connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. And going to break, talking with Steve and talking about having stents in the heart and also some other health challenges. And Steve, why don't you kind of recap a little bit and then talk about kind of the main question you want to ask, more about a lifestyle plan for your overall health.
Yeah, I mean, I really, I've only got one bad habit, and that's smoke, and I'm trying my best to quit doing that. But I've been smoking for a long time. you know, it's hard. It's real hard to quit. Sometimes I can go 4 or 5 days, and it seems like I'll go right back to it, but I'm trying my best to quit. And, the blood sugar's really got me worried a bunch. I don't check it like I should. He's got me on metformin. And, for that, I'm on lisinopril for my blood pressure. And he had me on, I can't remember the name of it. It was, generic for Zoloft. But I don't take it. And that stuff kind of made me feel funny. So I just kind of quit taking it. I'm on several different vitamins that really seem to be helping a bunch. I mean, I've got a lot of energy. I don't have time to, I sleep all day. I don't eat right. Usually when I eat, it's in a darn truck stop, where you can't really get anything healthy to eat. And I'm really trying to get out of a truck to where I can go back to being, active all the time. But right now I've got to do this to make a living. Just trying to figure out how I can get as healthy as I can get.
I understand. I do. And with dealing with what you're dealing with, it's having stents in the heart and all these sorts of things that come from a lot of lifestyle factors. I mean, you said it best. You feel like you're coming into the game a little bit late, but it's really never too late. Even though you've had some things go on, I mean, think about the rest of your life that you have. And the choices you make right now really will determine the kind of health you're going to have. And so by making good choices now, that's going to make a huge difference later on. So as long as you know that and understand that, that's a key. And so your diet is important. You're right. First, the things you put inside your body become your body. And so the way you eat, the making the right choices every single day that you're going to eat better, you're going to exercise more, even though you drive a truck and all that sort of thing, you're going to make that a priority, making the fact that you're not going to let anything hold you back. That you're going to focus. And that you're not going to let your old habits stay with you and continue to be your habits. Now here's the deal with smoking. You have to determine, let me ask you these questions about smoking. Do you have a family, wife and kids?
No, well, I'm divorced, but I have children, but they're all grown up. They're all 55.
That doesn't matter. You still have kids, right?
Yeah, we have. Yeah.
And so, and grandkids. Okay. So, do you think that they want dad and granddad to be around for a while?
Oh yeah, I know they do.
Yeah. Do you think that when you smoke, knowing that they're here, when you smoke, do you think that is a selfish act or a selfless act?
No, I know it's a very selfish act. I wish I, you know, I mean, there's nothing I want more than to quit.
Well, no, that,
it's hard to do.
Nah, I understand. But what I'm trying to get you to understand is, yeah, it's hard. But you have to decide kind of in your mind what's harder. You know, the fact of you having a heart attack because of a smoking habit or you fighting through what can be tough so that they'll have a healthy dad and granddad. You see, most of the time when people have to quit, they're holding on. The smoking, it's not even the smoking and the nicotine so many times. It's the habit itself, but there's a control factor in their life with the smoking where they feel like they're in control. And a lot of times people can't quit because of that. But if you want to quit, I've seen more people quit on a dime. No patch, no gum, no nicotine, drug suppressant, nothing. And not that you can't use those. I'm just saying the root of it is in your mind, meaning it's more than just willpower. It's a made-up mind that you've had enough, and it is what it is. And you find replacement activities that you can kind of get into. And a lot of times people, psychologists and whatnot, when people are going to quit smoking, they do replacement behavior. So, for example, if you go to smoke, you know, a lot of people, unfortunately, will replace that with eating. And then, of course, they gain a bunch of weight, come off of the nicotine, gain more weight, and it's just kind of a big mess. But, you know, maybe it's exercise. Maybe for you, in driving a truck, maybe that's where you pull over and you pull into a parking lot or something and you walk for 15 minutes where you normally would take a smoke. And you create new habits and you create new ways of doing things. But, I mean, it has to come from a made-up mind. You have to have a driving force, and that's why if you have loved ones and people that you care about and you know that smoking is going to could potentially keep you from them, that should be enough of a driving force to keep you focused in the middle of it all. Now, there's other treatments out there. I mean, there's things like auriculotherapy, which is a form of acupuncture. It's like putting a staple around certain portions of your ear. It works very well. But I think the smoking habit, I mean, granted, you've got to quit, no doubt. But getting your eating right, I would encourage you. My book is called Empowering Your Health. And if you don't have a copy, I would encourage you to get one because I think it will just teach you from A to Z what it really means to be healthy. And at the core of it is the decision that you want to get well. That's the core. The core is, are you willing to change? Are you willing to go from where you are now to where you need to be? Are you willing to say, you know what, I'm never going to have the potential even of another stent in my heart. I'm not going to have the potential of having my blood sugar get worse. I'm not going to have the potential of dying early. You'll be able to thrive instead of just survive. Stay in touch with me on that. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
Are you a man or woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus is a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widens the arteries and improves their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure levels and boosts libido and sexual performance for men safely and naturally. In fact, both your blood pressure and sexual performance are linked to better blood flow and circulation. Dozens of clinical studies prove it. In fact, all the prescription pills for men's sexual function work by boosting nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus work for thousands of men and women worried about their blood pressure and for men looking for a boost in libido, better sexual performance in both strength and duration. Call now and try Heart Factors Plus free for 30 days. 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619. You only pay a small shipping fee today. You'll see the results or simply don't pay. Call 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619.